whom he seeks to suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom he delighted in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Notice that it's future tense. He shall come. This is from the book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. We turn a few pages in our Bible to Matthew. Even though it's just a few pages in our Bible, it was a period of approximately 400 years, and we have the story of the birth of Jesus. And it's because of this story that we're here tonight. It's because of this story that the children in school have practiced and are planning to share more tonight. If you read the Christmas story, and I don't plan to read it tonight, you can kind of catch the excitement around the events of the coming of Jesus. It says that when Mary met her cousin Elizabeth, the babe in Elizabeth's womb leaped. And there was a heavenly host that praised God, saying, praise God, because of this event. We think of Simeon and Anna. They rejoiced. They were able to see the birth of Jesus. And there is a festive spirit in the air. We can sense it, feel it, know it's there, and it rightly so. Christmas is a time to be joyful. For many days before Christmas and the entire season of preparation, planning, shopping, so forth. Quote, someone said, as we prepare for Christmas celebration, travel, dinner, gift giving, I added one of my own to this list, and that is the military delivering parcels for Christmas. We should also pause and prepare our souls for Christmas. And I think that's very important that we, in the midst of all this celebration, preparation, shopping, and the things that this quote said, that we remember to prepare our souls for the real reason for Christmas. The bigger purpose behind Bethlehem was Calvary. The purpose of his birth was to bring him to his death and resurrection. A number of years ago, there was an article in the World magazine. The title was, Christmas is Disturbing. I thought that was an interesting title. I was very curious about what the writer meant by that. That Christmas is disturbing. This is just a quote from this article. Many people who otherwise ignore God and the church have some religious feeling at this time of year. So they make their way to a church service or a Christmas program. They come away vaguely warm, or at least feeling good for having gone and not disturbed. At this point, I still wasn't sure what the writer had in mind that using that word. But he went on to say, when I look into the manger, I come away shaken as I realize again that he was born to pay the penalty for my sin. That's what he meant. I understood what he meant when he said he's disturbed. Christmas is disturbed. We think of the birth of Jesus and what that led to in his life. He did it for the penalty of our sin. I think he was saying that he was deeply moved. It's easy to forget the work that Christ had to do to accomplish salvation for us. The baby was born so that he who had no sin would become sin. Some of you probably know the story or the song, the world's greatest story, and this certainly is the world's greatest story. It says, the world's greatest story in the Bible is told, a story more precious than diamonds or gold. He was born in a manger. He gave his life on the cross, brought hope and salvation for a world that was lost. It's the world's greatest story that has ever been told. The story of Jesus, and it never grows old. How this lone Galilean saved the world from its father. It's the world's greatest story. The greatest story in the world. It's a story that was foretold. It's a story that has endured. We've heard it over and over and over again. We'll hear it again tonight. It's a story of peace and goodwill. It's a story of love. So tonight, as the school shares with us again, the story of love, may we be disturbed. May our hearts be gripped. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Heavenly Father, tonight we come to Thee in Jesus' name. We thank You for this opportunity. We thank You for Your love to us as mankind, that You sent Your Son into this world to save us from our sin. We thank You for this message. Thank You for this hope. We pray that Your blessing will be upon our school as they share it. Direct them. We pray that the message that they share might flow into our hearts, that we might be disturbed, that we might be moved and touched by Your love.
for Christmas. Thou shalt not leave Christ out of Christmas. Thou shalt not value thy gifts by their cost. Thou shalt note thyself with thy gifts, thy love, thy personality. Thou shalt not let Santa Claus take the place of Christ, lest Christmas become a fairy tale. Thou shalt not burden thy servants, the salesperson, the mail carrier.
come to the